There's a category of books often called baby books, those chunky, square volumes with rounded corners and thick pages that can't be crumpled or easily chewed up. Babies, after all, test the value of a book and almost everything else by its taste. Taste is just what Tricycle Books from the West Coast is trying to bring to this often neglected genre, and some real style, too. Take, for example, Amy Wilson Sanger's Manja Manja. It's the sixth volume in the World Snack series, and it features Italian foods like pasta fresca, cappellini, fettuccine, and ragù. How's this for a baby's first rhyme? Bini cannellini dot my bowl of minestrone, so many kinds of antipasti, I pick prosciutto wrapped melone. Next stop, a quiet nursery in Tuscany. Karen Salmonson's Fashion is a primer of verbal and visual puns about the world of haute couture. Mew Mew is not only the sound two well-dressed cats make as they sashay along their catwalk, a picket fence, it's also the name of a well-known designer. Some of these are very inside jokes, but others, like the rocking clothes horse covered with chemises, doesn't need a Rosetta Stone from Fifth Avenue to be deciphered. Then there's Michelle Sinclair Coleman's Urban Babies Wear Black that spoofs the latte-infused lifestyles of the rich and famous, where babies do yoga, visit art galleries, and learn how to say garçon to get another order of chicken nuggets. But my favorite of all these is Marie-Louise Gay's Stella, Queen of the Snow, from Groundwood Books in Canada. It tells the funny, quirky, unimposing story of Stella, all curly red hair and total certainty, and her timid, uncertain little brother Sam as they make their way through a snowy day. Sam has a question about everything, it seems, but Stella is never short on answers. Just listen to this exchange.
"Can you eat a snowflake?" asks Sam.
"Polar bears do," said Stella. "They eat snowflakes for breakfast."
"With milk?"
asked Sam. "Yes," said Stella. "And sugar." The kids explore and sled and throw snowballs and end up making snow angels together at the end. And Sam, finally, happily, runs out of questions and comes over to the certainty side with his big sister. What a sweet, sweet story.